seldom heard radio. They'll play a seldom heard tune. They'll play a seldom heard tune. They'll play a seldom heard tune.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Jimmy Smith with a live version of The Sermon. And before that, the Whole Earth Rainbow Band with Ashuk Jove from 1970. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and available on your smartphone and your computer and your tablet and on your gold fillings at classicalwscs.org. I'm glad to be with you here this Saturday evening, and I'll be right back with more tunes right after this.
This indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. What makes a classic film withstand the test of time? While special effects and haircuts quickly go out of style, the best movies weather the years by asking enduring questions. In the case of Peter Weir's 1977 Australian mystery, The Last Wave, it's this. What if your dreams could really happen? Deep in the city center, a crime is committed. A group of Aboriginal men take their bar fight outside, and one of them ends up dead. The coroner declares the cause of death to be drowning. Despite any hard evidence, the others are accused of murder. The lawyer summoned to their defense, David Burton, has no experience with criminal law and at first wonders why they chose him, until he realizes the nightmares he's been having are full of rich tribal symbolism, which could help explain the man's murder and also might signal the end of the world. If you're bored with Hollywood's CGI apocalypses, you'll be left speechless by Burton's haunting dreams of a great flood. In one, the highway, suddenly underwater, becomes a graveyard of drowned cars and commuters. As in some of the best mysteries, the puzzle pieces slowly fit together, but not quite, and you'll be left with some enduring questions of your own. The Last Wave, not in theaters, discovery through rental. Find us on the web at indiefilmminute.com.
Thank you. the direction she was calling mine. Could be an illusion, but I might as well try, as well try. She had rings on her fingers and bells on her shoes. I knew without asking she was into the blues. She wore scarlet begonias tucked into her curls. I knew right away she was not like other girls, other girls. In the heat of the evening when the dealer got rough, she was too fat to open and too cool to bluff. As I picked up my matches and was closing the door, I had one of those flashes. I'd been there before, been there before. Song. Once in a while you get shown the light in the strangest of places if you look at it right. Let her pass by. Thank you.
if I had ever been here before, I would probably know just what to do. Don't you? If I had ever been here before, another time around the wheel, I would probably know just how to deal with all of you.
CPR with their version of Deja Vu. Of course, the C in CPR is David Crosby. Before that, from the Grateful Dead movie, we heard Scarlet Begonias, and we started that set off with Marrow of the Mind from a very cool 7-inch vinyl single, 88 to Rochelle. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Seldom Heard Radio on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And this is program number 799 of Seldom Heard Radio. Coming up soon will be program number 800. 800 versions of Seldom Heard Radio. Wow. Well, recently, members of the Radio Society of Great Britain took part in an homage to the first shortwave transatlantic radio broadcast, which occurred 95 years ago. They exchanged broadcasts with the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, and the Radio Club of America in Connecticut. The groups said that the first transmission helped pioneer global communications. They used modern and historical equipment to recreate the broadcasts. Very, very cool. 95 years later, radio is going strong. And it's a little bit more diverse because we have AM, FM, shortwave. We have a lot of different opportunities to listen to radio, including online and internet broadcasts, which are, I think, quickly eclipsing the terrestrial broadcasts. But radio technology will never disappear. So I want to say hello to all audio archaeologists digging this broadcast up somewhere in the ethers in the future, say, 2 or 3,000 years from now. I hope all is well in the year 5,000.
This week, Swedish-American girls enact a unique coming-of-age ritual, one that involves sweet breakfast bread and a glowing crown made of candles. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. It's called St. Lucia's Day, and it's celebrated each year during the early hours of December 13th. As an only daughter, Linda Anderson remembers being her family's Lucia. Now she shares this Swedish holiday with her own daughters.
The tradition is for the eldest daughter to dress in a gown of white with a red sash and a crown of lit candles in her hair, to serve coffee and what I know as Lucia Bollar, but some people call it Lucia Kattar, and those are little saffron bread sweet rolls that are served with coffee in the morning. And the darkness of the house is awakened to the light of Lucia and the smell of this wonderful tasting bread and coffee.
The original Santa Lucia was a Christian martyr burned at the stake around the year 304. A later Swedish legend depicts a glowing figure of Lucia, which appears on a lake during a terrible famine, offering food to the starving poor. Well, since that time, in Sweden, Lucia has been associated with light.
According to the Julian calendar from the Middle Ages, December 13th was the longest night of the year, was the solstice. And that's why it makes sense that Lucia would come on that night, because what she does is she brings light into the darkness of winter's night.
We'll hear more about the Swedish tradition of Santa Lucia's Day in our next program. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
We'd like to thank you all very much for coming out, and this is a tune called Spirit Levels. Thank you.
the John Renbourn Group with Spirit Levels here on Seldom Heard Radio. I'm DJ Frederick saying hello to everybody listening on WCFILP out in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, and I'm sure I just massacred that pronunciation. But you know who you are, and I want to say hello and thank you for listening. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, requests, you can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu.
Are closer than